Lisa Prasik, and I'm president of Prasik Advisors.
Let's start big picture, Lisa, with how you work with agriculture and the technology that farmers utilize.
So today, how I work with technology is I work to understand the ground truthing of it. So getting my boots dirty out on the farm and seeing what's working for ag retailers and farmers themselves. And then helping companies who are emerging with new tech on how they can apply their technologies in the ecosystem for farming production as well as food production.
How long have you been doing this type of work?
So that's a really good question. So I'd say the last 5 years I've been heavily involved in this. My background's more in big data analytics from everything from military, aerospace, oil and gas, transportation, telecommunications, and actually online retail.
So the technology on the farm that you saw 5 years ago compared to the technology that you're going to see next week in a combine, how much has it changed?
So that's a really good question, and that's one of the opportunities we have is really solutions that farmers can easily adopt. But we've seen some new technologies emerge in terms of seed selection tools like Farmer Business Network, climate management or information on rainfall from Climate Pro, and then also farm logs. And we're also seeing more integration of data from the machine data as well. So the combination of weather and machine data is really helping farmers today to understand more about their farm.
The big data component, the analytics that you talked about that you have broad experience in, that's going to be essential to agriculture in the future if it's not already. So you're going to need to continue to stay up to speed on what's going on there.
Well, that's an excellent question. And when it comes to big data, there's always been big data in agriculture and food. But what we're able to do now is to determine what's the right data and what are the right questions to be asking to make a difference for farmers.
What would some of those questions be?
Oh, now that's a good question. So one of the things that when I work with my farmers and farm customers, partners, is to understand what's working today and what they need next. And so one of the opportunities we really have is to be able to stitch these technologies together so they don't have to do so much data entry. Because right now, that's just a nightmare. So how big data is going to make a difference down the road for farms is predominantly about data layer abstraction is what we might call it. And the idea being is having data about farms in a region or a climate zone, or a crop type, or a farming type, and being able to do comparisons and benchmarking, and understanding what processes are more successful so that all farms do better, as opposed to individual farm data. So that's one of the key areas when we stitch all this information together, and we can have this map of farms, and then we can say, oh, when we apply this particular type of tilling or no-till, and then we select this kind of seed in this climate zone with this kind of soil, and then do this application series. This is the result we'll get to raise all boats, where we're getting more from 170 bushels an acre to talking about, in the 300 to 500 range.
It sounds like you work with multiple players in the industry, from the producers to the equipment manufacturers, the seed companies. So back to big data, are farmers going to have to get acclimated to this technology? Will the producers of the technology have to dumb it down for the operators? How's that going to work out?
Another excellent question. So I wouldn't say dumb it down per se. The reality of it is providing information when you need it. Some of the most sophisticated command and control decision-making tools provide a yes or no decision. And so we need to make the systems really usable and functional for the farm. The other thing is like when you're riding and you're trying to keep track of what's going on, when you're harvesting or when you're planting even more so, you don't have time to kind of review all this data on a screen. You need it to tell you descriptive, here's what's going on, prescriptive, here's what we might recommend, and farmers and agronomists know a lot of what's going on their farm, so they can make some smart decisions based on information. Eventually, where data wants to take us is being able to predict what we need to do next.
These 5 years that you've been working with agriculture, we've seen dramatic changes in commodity prices. And a couple of years ago, we might be talking about this technology and farmers would be a little more welcoming towards it because they were making more money. And right now, things are tighter, and so they're scaling back. And would you say that the key right now, and especially going forward, would be that if this technology is profitable for the farmer, they'll use it?
So that's the number one thing that farmers say. You know, they don't see it as digital or software or precision agriculture. They see it as another farm tool. And if that farm tool makes their job easier and helps them to be more productive, of course they'll adopt it. So it's less so that. It's just the challenge we have with technology today where it's not always delivering, you know, the right or good answers yet, but we're going to get there.
And whenever we talk about big data, the privacy issue comes up. And your thoughts on that and who has the rights to what information? It seems like a pretty muddied mess right now.
The American Farm Bureau got together with a lot of the leaders in technology and equipment for farms and came out with a data principles document, which is to help farmers understand about their data and the importance of it, and then also to get companies participating and saying, yes, we agree these are principles for data usage are important for the farmer. So with farmers and their data, definitely helping to understand the value of that data is something that we're working towards. The other aspect being, is like I talked about before, when we have the ability to do a whole map of many farms and then do a data layer abstraction and be able to make decisions based on that data, it will help farmers financially, you know, as well as the whole industry. So we really want to go in that direction. So that's how I would answer that question.
I've really kind of gotten stuck on this big data topic, Lisa. Are there other topics that you'd like to talk about, and especially given that this summit is concluding, you've had a chance to listen to some experts and get a better feel for what's going on with oil seeds and feed grains. Anything else that you'd like to talk about?
So that's a really good question. And if we talk about one of the primary messages I heard throughout the conference was around protein, just increasing demands for protein, be it protein from animal, from dairy, from grains themselves. So, you know, the new Cheerios product being Cheerios with protein, right? Mm-hmm. So where is that all going and from a consumer trend? And then how is food production going to be supportive of it? The other thing learned was just in terms of being able to track where meat production's going, tracks very closely with soybean. So soybean as a feed product. So really kind of understanding all these different pieces and how they all play together. It's really an engineering system that we have to address, a holistic system. And right now when we do technology, we do a lot of point solutions. And we really need to think about the farm as an engineering process. And then how do we optimize that process with the right information? The other aspect I mentioned before is data entry. And we really want to get away from that. We want to be able to gather information through sensors and other means so humans don't have to interact with the software or systems, and then provide that information in real usable form. So I would say that it was a very interesting conference overall to think about things in a more holistic view.